Hello, sir. So, you're here to sign up for the Monster Girl Rehoming Program? Great. We need all the help we can get to help these girls integrate into our society. Well, do you have any allergies? Irrational fears? Preferences of Monster Girl? Alright, that makes things easy. Here's a handful of profiles for you to read through, and take your t- Her? Are you sure? I mean, you didn't even look at the rest of... Alright. If you're sure, it makes my job easier. Alright, so a quick rundown on Lamia. They're usually large, cold-blooded, physically very strong, and usually very cunning across all the species. This girl here, she's a Melison, and they're a little different. First of all, while she does have wings, they're not for flight, but act as powerful rudders in the water. These girls seem to be a combination of sea serpent Lamia variant, dragons, and some form of mermaid. While most of them have adapted to being on land, many do prefer the water, and a large pool is suggested to all Lamia partners due to the shedding. Yes, Lamia, like snakes, do shed their skin. And while they do so, they are very sensitive. So do not be surprised if she has a total mood shift during the process, as doing so affects both their sense of smell and their eyesight. Plus, while normally only their tail tip is a hot spot for them, during shedding, in many cases at least, that spreads to their entire snake half. Now, while most of these type are incredibly possessive and romantic, this one seems to be a little different. She is quite relaxed and has rejected many suitors already. Granted, she's also been passed over many times. Thus my shock when you picked her so quickly. Well, everyone has a type, I suppose. Honestly, I hope you two end up being a match. While I'm not supposed to get attached to any of them, due to her lack of connections, I've become quite close to her, in a sense. Okay, and is your home able to accommodate her needs? Large rooms, plenty of heating, and indoor heated pool? Right, and will you require any upgrades or edits? We provide everything you could ask for, within reason. Oh, you already did all that? Well, it's good to see you're serious about this. Do you have the forms for compensation for all the handiwork? Excellent. I need to go run a quick background check and a home check, and then we can introduce the two of you, if everything checks out. Sound good? Excellent. Alright, then just sign here, and here, and here. Yes. Oh, and I'll need your house keys. Yes, this is standard procedure. Great. Alright, before I go, would you like anything to eat or drink? No? Alright then. Then just give me a few minutes and I'll be right back. Alright, good news. Your check went over perfectly fine. The home review was flawless. I must say, you keep a very clean home. The pool will need a minor temp adjustment, but that's normal. And we will need to install a heating element beneath the floorboards of the exit. Again, that's free of charge, and we will make the whole thing completely hassle-free. Now, are you ready to meet her? Wonderful. All right. Give me a couple of minutes to hype you up a bit. I don't want her sour demeanor to turn you off right away. Alright, I'll be right... Well, she will be right with you. Hi there, human. It's really nice to meet you. My name's LaDania. Relax. Oh, come on. I don't know what you mean. I'm very authentic. And... yeah, okay, fine. Whatever. I'll stop acting. So, what's your name? Cool name. So what's your deal? Is that right? And how hard did she try to sell me to you? Yeah, like I believe that. You just picked me out of all the girls they have here, right? You wanted the cold-blooded sea snake that doesn't belong here? Yeah, sure. And let me guess, you're not human, but I don't know, maybe an angel. All right, you know what? Let's say I believe you. Why me? We have a lot in common, huh? Yeah, I'm sure every man that can afford to allow me a girlfriend in this climate likes to just sit on his ass and play video games or watch anime or, I don't know, swim in a pool all day. Wait, really? All right then, tell me this. What's the last three games you played more than 10 hours of? Well, damn. You want to go back to my room and play Mario Kart for a while? Yeah, they gave me a Switch and everything to keep me entertained. It's awesome. Oh, and hey, I'm sorry for, you know, my dismissiveness. It's just, I rarely get any interest, and when I do, it's just some rich asshole who wants an exotic maid. Yeah, it's happened 3 times, which isn't a lot, but it is weird that it's happened the exact same way 3 times. Sorry, we got a little off track there. So what else are you into? Yeah, I do enjoy a good book every now and then. Or manga. Manga, mostly. Oh, did you watch any good anime lately? Yeah, I really, really enjoyed that time I woke up in a monster girl paradise. Oh yeah, yeah, that's a good one too. And I really like Is It Wrong to Date Humans You Met in a Dungeon? Wow, you're right. We do have a lot in common. So, did Miss Smith tell you about my species? Yeah? We really love to swim. I really wish these wings worked to carry me through the sky like a dragon, but it's no biggie. Huh? Are they soft? Well, do you want to touch? Ah, it's totally fine. I mean, they're not sharp or anything. Yeah. For what they are, I guess they're kind of soft. Oh, yeah, please, sit closer. It's fine. Oh, the earring? Yeah, it was my mom's. I wear it just to remember her. Yeah, I've got no family left, or I wouldn't be stuck in this place. Although, I don't really mind it too much. Miss Smith is a nice lady, and, the other staff, I guess, are all pretty cool. Even if none of them do want a game with me. Well, I mean, they're not here to entertain us. They're just here to keep us fed and comfortable. I get it. I'm not the only monster girl that's been rejected more than once. To be honest, it's not that I reject people. It's just that I never really open up, you know? It's rare for me to meet anyone who I share even a little bit of common ground with. Everyone here just wants to go out and go hunting or fishing or skiing and, you know, I mean, I'm sure those activities are fun, but, like, I can't do them. What? Cute? You think I'm cute? Well, thanks, I guess. I mean, I don't try super hard with my appearance. Mostly because it's never worked before. Believe it or not, giant snake woman that could crush you like a grape doesn't tick too many guys' boxes. Nah, honestly, blame Mrs. Smith. She's the one who did my hair, makeup, clothes, and everything. I don't know. She just said that the perfect guy walked in and wanted to meet me. I didn't believe her, though, because I know they just want to be rid of me. But I guess I was wrong. So, tell me more about you. Uh-huh. Right. Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Jeez. Wow, you've been through a lot too, huh? Jeez, I was gonna ask how a cutie like you doesn't have a human partner, let alone an already picked out monster girl. Well, duh, you're cute. We back and forth about video games and anime for like a long time. I've never been able to do that with anyone before. Plus, you're really easy to look at. So, have you ever maybe kissed anyone before? Okay, but I mean like a Lamia. Well, wanna see what it's like? My tongue is... Huh? Well, you two seem to have gotten close already. Sorry, I just... Oh, no, it's no problem. But we do ask that you refrain from romantic connection for a short time. Especially before you've even left the facility. Naughty snake. I take it everything has gone well? You two are a perfect match? Yes! Yeah, sure. Oh, Lita, you can stop acting now. You know full well I was listening in on the whole thing. Wait, you listened in on us? What about our privacy? Oh, come on now. You know we have to do that for safety precautions. Either way, I'm glad my intuition was on point. I knew you two would get close quickly. Score another one for me. Sheesh. And I thought I celebrated winning too much. I guess I should go pack my things. Yes, yes, off you go. I've got to finish signing with your new squeeze. Oh my god, you sound like my mom! Stop! Alright, now that she's gone, you are satisfied, right? Like, that wasn't an act? Okay, phew. Wouldn't be the first time someone backed out at the 11th hour. No, but I did forget to mention. Her kind are, well, passionate. Especially when it comes to love and lust acts. As I said, we do recommend abstinence for the trial period. Just to make sure you two are really compatible. It's entirely up to the two of you, but do be warned that it will void any backing out of your arrangement early, just in case anything goes wrong. Now, it's not illegal to divorce a monster girl, but you will find it very hard to do, given their magical nature. Well, yes. All monster girls mate for life. Once you do the deed, that's it. You're magically bound and will never feel any sort of lust for anyone else ever again. Yeah, so, knowing all of that, I need you to sign here, and she is all yours to take home tonight. I have a feeling you two will be eternally happy. I've never seen her like that, ever. Not even after the first good meeting she had with someone. I should have been a matchmaker my whole life. Well, I wish you two the best. All right, I'm ready to go. Shall we?